You know, Friday we started seeing a lot of stocks moving and a lot of headlines being made because the Trump administration is planning to invest something like $3 billion in minerals projects to boost the defense supply chains. They had over 200 mining executives and educators and investors and a bunch of politicians at a big roundtable at the State Department on Friday aiming at supporting the industry. Gary Evans was there. He's the CEO of U.S. Antimony, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, David. Nice to be on your program again.
Well, it's good to have you back. And they plucked you out of your headquarters in Dallas and sent you to Washington for this. Tell me about the forum.
I think the primary purpose of the forum was to award all the schools and universities that are involved in the mining sector $100 million. They'd asked for 10. Trump got it up to 100. And that's been divided up, I think, around 30-some-odd schools. And like Colorado School of Mines, Alaska University, Montana Tech. So there were a lot of academics there, and there were actually a lot of students. I handed out my cards to a couple students from Montana and Alaska. But in conjunction with that, you know, we had the Secretary of Interior, we had the Secretary of State there, and it was for me an incredible opportunity to meet a lot of people that I did not know. For instance, the Secretary of Interior was there, and his name is Doug Burgum. And Doug, asked, hey, is there anything I can do to help? I said, well, yeah, we're having a problem in Alaska. And I told him it's with the Department of Transportation. It's with the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM. And his assistant there, they took all the notes and said, we'll be on it Monday. I mean, to have an administration that is got people there that wants to help and do things and not just talk about it, but do it is so refreshing.
Well, and this comes at an interesting time because there's all this attention now on non-China sources for critical minerals. And U.S. antimony is used in flame retardants and all sorts of military applications. So you'd be a beneficiary of this?
Yeah. So we are, as you mentioned, we are the sole source supplier to the U.S. military under a contract we won last year of $245 million, where we actually started manufacturing in May, made our first deliveries in June. And I think we're up to trucks 6 and 7 or 5 and 6 now, I can't remember. But anyway, the purpose of that contract is to supply our military with what's called antimony ingots. They're 50-pound bars. They're 99.7% antimony, and they're used as a stockpile. And they take those ingots and deliver them to Lockheed, Boeing, you know, whatever, McDonnell Douglas, whatever manufacturer that needs it to make their specific military application. So antimony is a necessary ingredient in so many things, and especially today in drones. And we know the war in Iran is predominantly being done with drones, and it's a very necessary ingredient. And as you mentioned, fire retardants, all the new Amazon buildings, all the new data centers have to have antimony to be fire retardant. You can't build $1 billion facility and have a fire burn it down.
So, you know, it's interesting. It sounds like you were there also with a lot of the executives. I know MP Materials, Jim Litinsky, who has a big operation out in Alliance, has been a partner of the government. And there seemed to be a real emphasis in the battery business, too.
Yeah, I would say there was about probably 10 executives. I met a guy from Rwanda that came in that's planning to take his company public here on the New York Stock Exchange. So there was a very select group. And as I said, the real thing that I got out of it was connections. Like, I met the head of the Ex-Im Bank. I met a new guy that's working for the White House from Dallas that his job is to do strategic investments for the White House. So he and I met. So there's no question that what Trump is trying to do is infuse capital or give contracts or do whatever it takes to jumpstart this industry. It needs jumpstarting. I mean, we've been 30 years in the hole, in the crapper. And we've had five presidents, before Trump that did absolutely nothing for this industry. In fact, everything we could have done negative to hurt the industry was done. The EPA shut down mines. We allowed China to go around the world and buy up all the antimony. China controls 80% of worldwide antimony. They control 90% of tungsten. And we let them do that for the last 30 years, and now we're trying to play catch up. What? And when you have wars like we got going on in Iran, we got to have this stuff.
Tell me about playing catch up. Is it a function of money? If you throw enough money at it, can you do it? Historically, the Chinese can, you know, crank out goods and provide services a lot less expensively than we can.
I have no doubt in my mind that, like in the antimony business, we can beat the shorts off China. We have plenty of antimony supplies. We're finding antimony in Montana. We're finding antimony in Alaska. Today, though, in order to meet the demand we have, we're having to buy it from other countries like Chad, Bolivia, Australia, and bring it in by ships. But our goal in our company is to become much more self-sufficient, where we provide our own antimony feedstock for our smelters, both in Montana and New Mexico. So that's where we want to be. It's the cheapest source we can find, and we can undoubtedly beat China. We have the technological know-how, and we have the stamina that China does not have. And I can't wait. I mean, they can't stand me. I mean, I used to go to China in the early 2000s. I figure it was a big target on my back now. So I told my family I can't go to China again, but, there's no question that the countries that China went to around the world, they want them out of their countries. They environmentally, they could care less. They bring in 1,000 Chinese and leave the people. I mean, it's just a total different way of doing business than American industry.
So at the end of the roundtable on Friday, was that the end of the roundtable, or do you feel like this is the beginning of a discussion and an investment that's got to carry on?
The beginning has already happened. This was another intermediate round, and I think you're going to see a whole lot more. I mean, there will be additional investments by the government. There will be additional support by firms like the Ex-Im Bank. You'll see, you know, the grants that we got. You know, we won a $27 million grant last year. I think there'll be probably fewer grants and more equity deals.
More direct investments in corporations.
If I'm going to give you money like MP, he's going to want an equity ownership position.
And Intel, I guess, had the same thing. So have you talked to them? Are they interested in investing in you?
Well, we're a little bit different animal. We have a market cap over $1 billion. Most of those investments were done for embryonic companies. So if I have a specific transaction, which I have a number of them, I will be happy to do an equity deal properly structured, just like I would any kind of investment banking deal. So, yes, of course we would.
Gary Evans is the CEO of U.S. Antimony. It is always good to spend some time with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. Good talking to you. Thanks. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks for more of our conversation. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.